Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society with Germanicus, Michael Vlahos, and we're by the Thames, Londinium. We're Roman citizens. It's 90 AD. We have the ability to see 2,000 years or so into the future and debate what lessons that we can provide from the Roman times to resolve in some fashion the quandaries of the 21st century. Right now we've been debating the mystery of the 20th century Cuban Missile Crisis and what it lends to clarity in the crisis in Ukraine. The Roman equivalent of this is not very useful because we always use force. That is the might of Rome. That's how we resolved to build the empire. There is never a negotiation. There can be a pause as you bring up another cohort, but there's never a negotiation. The question in 2022, is there a negotiation? Germanicus, it's been put to me in this fashion. Putin can't afford to lose, and right now Putin can't win unless, and that's the unless, this gets uglier, much uglier. We have headlines to now from London saying Shoigu, the defense minister, indicates that he believes Ukraine is ready to use a dirty bomb, a dirty weapon, meaning nuclear fuel loaded into a conventional warhead or some such trigger like that. For some days now, the talk of tactical nuclear weapons has been constant in the European media, along with the doubts about the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, Zaporizhia, without adequate power or electricity or circulation of water to keep the containment vessels stable. However, the talk of nuclear weapons is highly suggestive. It's meant to be. So, right now, your measure of the battlefield. We don't have clarity. We don't know where the troops are. We do know that within these last days, the Russian forces have launched a campaign to take down the Ukrainian power grid. As of midweek, Zelensky said 30% are gone. All right, so maybe he's exaggerating. Maybe 20% is gone. But in any event, you take down 10% of an electricity grid, it's no longer stable. You can't rely on it for heat, for cooking, for lights, or especially for fresh water. So right now, the campaign is to deprive Ukraine of its citizenry in winter without severe deprivation. Your measure of this conflict as it accelerates into the unacceptable.
The main difference between this conflict and what happened for that very short period of 13 days in 1962 is that in 62, although the Russians were inferior to the U.S. and could not deliver nuclear weapons in confidence to the U.S., and we had tremendous respect for the Soviet Union just as they did for us, and that was able to come together into an agreement under the most urgent circumstances. Here, in contrast, as I was saying just a minute ago, we're in a war where the U.S. believes itself to be absolutely superior to Russia, first of all. Second, that we're on the cusp of victory, and all it needs is more effort from the U.S. and NATO to bring victory. And third, we believed at the stratospheric level, if you will, from 40,000 feet, that we understood what was going on in Russia and what Russia was about. And all three of those are up for grabs now. We had a tremendous capacity to take out Russia and Cuba because they were overextended. Russia could not possibly support and sustain an operation to make Cuba proxy. But the shoe is on the other foot now. In spite of the fact that Europe and NATO were right there, Russia is even more inside the compass of the Slavic East. And Russia is in a position where it can bring much more power to bear. And it is doing that now and taking down the electrical grid and creating a crisis for Ukraine this coming winter, which is very close to being here. And Russia has the main force to overwhelm a highly depleted Ukrainian army that is very, very short of armored vehicles and fire support. And that means that the U.S., still believing that Putin is weak and is someone who's at risk of being overthrown, and a U.S. that has no real understanding, when I say U.S. here, I mean the imperial court and the imperial city, the U.S. has no understanding of Russian worldview and what's at stake in this war from their terms. And finally, we're seeing Ukraine potentially crashing down this winter. And we want to do something desperately. And this is the problem. Knowing this, Ukraine, which is also, you know, desperate for obvious reasons, wants to get the U.S. to escalate. And so the situation is really moving toward a critical stage. And if I could add, this is just a little footnote citation. There's an article out today from CBC in Canada in which their correspondents are on board one of these NATO Sentinel or spy planes. And the crew is saying things like, we're highly satisfied, quote, that we are making a difference against the enemy, unquote. And this speaks directly to the fatigue and expectation syndrome of a long war of attrition. They have evolved from the point of giving aid to Ukraine, they meaning all of the U.S. to NATO, to one in which they are identifying as being shoulder to shoulder, that this is our ally and that Russia is the enemy. So combine that with the incapacity to deal with a Ukraine in absolute agonistes and possibly facing defeat, and combine that again with the desire now in this context of war fatigue and a desperate need to win, of saying we've got to do something and we'll escalate this time. It was one thing at the beginning of the war when journalists were crying for no-fly zones to be established. But now within the U.S., a very shaky administration that may be even more shaken come this November in the election, and clearly facing the possibility of a strategic defeat, and a defeat that can't even be recognized because Ukrainian victory has been promised for so many months. This is the kind of concatenation, a kind of syncretism of all sorts of forces and dynamics coming together to create escalation.
Germanicus is Michael Vlahos. I am Gaius John Batchelor. And we're observing again, 60 years after the Cuban Missile Crisis, what we don't know about the Ukraine conflict. Although Germanicus just filled us in a little bit, not too surprising, that NATO's conducting a war against Russia. Not supplementing a war, conducting a war. Intelligence, arming, training, providing the money to support the personnel and the infrastructure of the country to maintain Ukraine as a viable alternative to Russia. It is an exaggerated picture. Russia is capable of great cruelty. It's shown that for the last several hundred years when in warfare. Great cruelty. However, you defend Mother Russia with the weapons at hand. They're talking about tactical nuclear weapons. I add this bit because diplomats are looking at this number and asking themselves, what does it mean? The best minds come together right now and say there's only a 10 to 20% chance of a nuclear weapon being used. 10 to 20%. 10 to 20%. I mention this because if there was a near-Earth object, an asteroid, say about a half a kilometer wide, that had a 10 to 20% chance of hitting the Earth in the next 100 years, we evacuate. I am John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.